It's time for the latest installment in our Rocky Mountain Why series. We ask what you're curious about here in the Roaring Fork Valley, then our reporters find you an answer. Listener Esmeralda Osorio asked, is Mount Sopris a volcano or not? For the answer, here's reporter Alex Hager.
Mount Sopris is pretty hard to miss. It's 12,965 feet of snow-capped rock looming over Carbondale. It's an icon here in the Roaring Fork Valley. But one thing it's not? Well, it's not a volcano.
If you look at Mount Sopris and picked up a piece of the rock, you would know instantly that it was not a volcanic rock.
That is Bruce Bartleson. He spent more than three decades teaching geology at Western Colorado University in Gunnison, and he was very quick to answer my question. It is definitely not a volcano.
It's what geologists call a stock, and that is an intrusive igneous body with an exposure of less than 40 square miles, which has a discordant relationship with the rocks that it intrudes.
Bruce walked me through what that all means. Basically, it starts with a big blob of magma beneath the surface, rock that's so hot it's turned into a liquid, and then with a tremendous amount of pressure, it starts pushing up. If it breaches the surface and spills out into the air, that's a volcano. Or in the case of Sopris,
it cools somehow. It can't push its way all the way to the surface, and it gets stuck, say, several miles below the surface.
In the case of Sopris, about 2 or 3 miles below. And that's actually the same way a few other notable peaks around here took shape. Capitol Peak and Snowmass Peak are both part of a stock, but nobody confuses them for volcanoes. So I asked Bruce, why might someone think otherwise?
Why would you think it's a volcano is the first thing I would say.
Now, I wanted to meet up with Bruce and check out the mountain in person, but because of the pandemic, we're meeting up virtually and taking a look at the mountain on Google Maps.
Mount Sopris, Colorado. That comes right up. Search.
And the reason for that misconception might come from what we saw when we looked at Sopris from above.
Boing. Oh, wow. Wow. Are you looking at Google Earth right now? What I saw right away were these tremendous cirques. God, those are spectacular.
Bruce points out four big bowl-shaped valleys on the north side of the mountain. They're called cirques, which are carved out by glaciers. So maybe if you get a glimpse of one of those bowls from the right angle, it could look like a volcanic crater, even if it's just a regular mountain. But if you want to see an actual volcanic crater, there's one just down the road.
Dutch Arrow is entirely volcanic. It's a lava called basalt. It's the same general kind of lava as erupts in Hawaii today.
That is Peter Lippman, a researcher at the U.S. Geological Survey, and he's talking about the volcanic crater in Dotsero, just off the highway near Gypsum. And Dotsero is technically listed as Colorado's only active volcano. So I had to ask, does that mean it's going to erupt anytime soon?
Usually basaltic volcanoes like that are one-shot events, and so the answer is no.
Although Dotsero probably won't blow again, it's active because it erupted less than 10,000 years ago, which, by a geologist's standards, makes it a pretty young volcano. So Sopris is not a volcano, and the one in Dotsero probably won't be doing anything exciting again, but that doesn't mean that the roiling, molten earth stored deep beneath the ground is too far away. Actually, around here, there's a great reminder that there's a ton of hot rock deep beneath your feet. Again, Bruce Bartleson.
The hot springs are a direct result of groundwater running into still cooling magma down at depth. So yeah, there's still something going on.
So next time you're taking a dip in Glenwood Springs, remember that it's not just a relaxing soak. It's a reminder of the forces that made Colorado millions of years ago. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
That was part of Aspen Public Radio's Rocky Mountain Why series, which starts with your questions. We do the digging, then share the answers with our community. If you have something you've always wondered about the Roaring Fork Valley, go to aspenpublicradio.org to submit your question today.